This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli army released a video Tuesday showing what is said to be the tunnel in which the six hostages whose bodies were recovered were staying and killed there.
The tunnel shaft was in a children room, in a house. Those are the walls of this children room with Snow White and Mickey Mouse on the wall.
Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari was seen in the video showing the tunnel and elements found in it, stating that all items are taken for forensic checks. The six hostages were killed on the night of August 29th, according to Hagari. Their bodies were found and retrieved by Israeli soldiers in the southern Gaza area of Rafah around 2 days later. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday accused Iran of sending ballistic missiles to Russia, which he said Moscow will likely use in Ukraine within weeks. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
His comments came during a joint news conference in London Tuesday with Britain's Foreign Secretary David Lammy. The two are set to visit Kyiv together in a joint trip, the first of its kind in over a decade. Blinken also said Washington privately warned Iran against sending missiles to Russia and that new sanctions would be imposed.
This gives the Russians an additional capability and it gives them additional flexibility. They have ballistic missiles already, but the particular Iranian missiles that they're getting have a certain range, so it adds to their capacity, and it fuels the war.
On Monday, a senior Iranian official denied reports Iran had supplied Russia with ballistic missiles.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump showcase starkly different visions for the country on abortion, immigration, and American democracy as they met for the first time Tuesday for perhaps their only debate before November's presidential election. Already there are talks of a possibility of another debate before the election. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports House Speaker Mike Johnson has pushed ahead on a funding bill that contains a proof of citizen mandate, despite him having prospects of its passage.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is vowing to press ahead with requiring proof of citizenship for new voters as part of a bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. Minnesota House Republican Tom Emmer charges that Democrats favor illegal voting by migrants.
Democrats would rather shut the government down then stop them from voting in federal elections.
But research shows that voting by non-citizens is extremely rare. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says only a bipartisan measure without such proposals will pass.
The House should stop wasting time on a CR proposal that cannot become law.
Congress must pass some form of government funding legislation this month to avoid a partial shutdown starting in October. Norman Hall, Washington.
New York's September 11th Memorial Museum is preparing to host its annual remembrance ceremony on Wednesday, paying tribute to the victims of the deadliest terrorist attack in human history. AP correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
The centerpiece of the 9/11 Memorial in New York City is two reflecting pools with the names of the almost 3,000 people killed that day in 2001 etched into the sides. That's where the commemoration ceremony takes place.
We go into this with a sense of the importance of what we're doing because it's been reinforced over the years by so many family members and members of the 9/11 community.
That's Clifford Channon, director of the 9/11 Memorial, speaking about how family members will spend about 4 hours reading those names.
The dignity that they deserve.
Memorials will also take place at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Julie Walker, New York.
Cameroon's former prime minister took over the presidency of the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, issuing a clarion call to the world-divided nations to come together and take action to address global challenges from climate change and poverty to conflicts and armed violence. Philemon Yang told the 193-member world body there are doubts that nations can join forces to tackle these and other pressing issues, but he said we must demonstrate that international cooperation remains the most effective tool at our disposal for addressing the profound and borderless issues we confront. Pope Francis is heading to Singapore for the final leg of his Asian trip. Francis ended his visit to East Timor with a rally on Wednesday morning of young people who make up the majority of the country's 1.3 million population. He urged them to work together to build their young country using the foundations of older generations who secured their independence from Indonesia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.